What kinds of earth do you have here?
Clay and sand, and a little gravel, I think.
Mm-hmm. What color is the clay?
Yellow.
What kinds of land would you have near the ocean and on the farm?
Well, near the ocean would be sandy land, and it wouldn't be good for a farm.
Mm-hmm.
But the one in the farm would be a coarse grain sand that would hold the water.
Uh-huh. What kind of ground would you call something if it's real black?
Mud.
Uh-huh. And how would you describe land? You might say, we expect a good yield from this field this year because the soil is very
rich.
Could you use another word to say the soil is rich? Could you say it was very
fertile?
What would you call a low-lying land with maybe water on it and might be kind of boggy?
A long lane.
Kind of land that might have water standing on it. And
marshy land.
What would you call it if it were a kind of land near the ocean with a lot of holes in it? Would you ever call it crayfish land or gumbo land?
I never have heard it called that here.
What are some of the large bodies of water around this area here?
There's the ocean and the St. John's River, and then we have several lakes and ponds.
Would you have something around here smaller than a river? And what would you call that?
Stream of water. Now, we used to live near one. We call it the branch.
Uh-huh. How big would a branch be?
Well, it would be just a small stream of water. And as the rains would come, of course, that would swell it up to a larger stream.
Would a branch be maybe smaller than a stream or bigger than a stream or a creek? Would a branch be bigger than a creek or smaller than a creek?
Smaller than a creek.
What would a brook be?
What?
A brook?
A brook would be
A small stream or a big one?
No, it'd be a small stream of water.
What would be the smallest stream of water? Would that be a
branch, as we call it, would be the smallest stream.
I was noticing there's something called Big Pottsburg.
Big Pottsburg Creek.
Uh-huh. That's a pretty big creek. It's not as big as a river.
No.
I saw there's bridges over it.
Yes, it's a big body of water.
What would you call it? A deep, narrow valley that's cut by a stream of water in the woods. Maybe it might not have water in it, but when it rains, it might cut these things through the woods.
Ponds.